For literally thousands of years, letter writing has been a primary form of human communication. But with email and text messaging, mailed correspondence seems to be going the way of the floppy disk and the film camera. Not everyone is willing to let letter writing become obsolete, however. Letter writers are still among us, and they claim that those of us who have been seduced by instantaneous communication are missing out on one of life's pleasures. WFIU's Adam Schwartz reports on a group of stalwarts who are keeping alive the lost art of letter writing.
Lana Riedinger makes a pleasant ritual out of writing and replying to letters. Using stationery she's bought at yard sales, she sits down at her special letter writing place.
It's right by a window, and I can look out and see the wildflowers and birds or whatever, and then I read the most recent letter that I got from someone and send them a reply.
Riedinger is part of a quiet underground of letter writers who are keeping alive the art of letter writing. They claim that old-fashioned letters posted through the mails is an experience that instantaneous communication such as email and text messaging can't touch. Riedinger co-runs the Letter Exchange, which publishes a print bulletin 3 times a year for its 400 members who want to correspond with other letter writers. Members can put in a listing in a variety of categories, including genealogy, health and wellness, philosophy, and daily life.
Midwest pen pal gal loves lots of mail. Like 60s music, old diners, postcards.
A new fountain pen, a drawer full of stationery, a load of stamps. We'll happily respond. Short stories, philanthropy, home economics.
25-year-old female with old soul. Looking for friends that aren't obsessed with texting and Facebook. I love books, cooking, history, Hitchcock movies, and long conversations about almost anything.
There's even a category in which the letter writer becomes a real or imaginary character from history or literature.
American GI caught behind enemy lines in Nazi-occupied France. I'm taking refuge in a local farmhouse. Anyone there?
Receiving a personal letter happens so rarely these days that getting one can feel like a gift. Handwritten letters are especially prized.
If you write me a letter by hand, I know in a way that cannot be faked that you put more effort into it.
Margaret Shepherd is the author of The Art of the Personal Letter. She says email is great for routine tasks, but not for special occasions like thank you notes.
For anything special, it's nothing special.
For those who are afraid to write handwritten notes because of their bad penmanship, Shepherd has good news.
I think even the worst handwriting has more going for it than the best email. I'd rather see the face of someone I know than machine-generated graphic for a face, and that's the difference. When I see your handwriting, I know it's you.
But what if your handwriting is just plain illegible? Is there any hope for improvement?
Absolutely.
Professor Bruce Smith claims he's taught thousands of adults and children to develop a beautiful cursive and print handwriting using his Smith hand method. He says clear handwriting is easy, as long as you don't write the way you were taught in school.
The biggest problem from the traditional methods comes from writing large circular letters and having to extend your fingertips away from your palm in order to make these larger, awkward letters. If you keep your fingers up close to your palm and narrow up and down, you'll find that you can write much more rapidly, much more easily, your hand doesn't tire out, and you could do a lot better job.
But even if you've improved your handwriting, what if you get writer's block? Margaret Shepherd offers tips in The Art of the Personal Letter on how to write all sorts of letters, letters of advice, letters of apology, letters to break up a relationship. Here's your rule of thumb for writing a love letter.
Talk about us, then talk about you, and only then talk about me.
The art of letter writing is being kept alive by young people who turn to it for a different sort of experience they get from electronic media. 28-year-old graphic designer Kathy Zadrozny uses Twitter to find out what's going on in the stationery field, but she's also a frequent letter writer. She's the co-founder of 16 Sparrows, an internet stationery store that sells her line of quirky stationery, and the Letter Writers Alliance, which offers, among other things, a pen pal swap and letter writing products with a 1930s aesthetic. Her goal, as she puts it, is to resurrect the art and elegance of letter writing.
We really need to continue having it in our society because it is an integral part of how we communicate, and just because technology is coming to a point where everything is instant, it doesn't mean that we can't allow the slower things to run parallel to that.
Zadrozny calls herself a vintage enthusiast, but says others don't have to be to get into the letter-writing habit.
There's definitely a lot of people that I know of who are very into technology, and they just like letter writing because it's taking a break away from their everyday, and it's almost like a little bit of a vacation for them to sit down with a pen and paper.
My mother died 8 months ago, and when I need to feel close to her, I take out her letters. She wrote her letters in a bold italic cursive that was distinctly hers. When I read her handwriting, I hear her voice speaking to me. That's an experience I just don't get in an email. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Dear.